Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
This is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, reporting from the red carpet at the BFI London Film Festival. Tonight I've been speaking to actor Jonathan Pryce about his role in the new film, The Two Popes.
Talk to me about acting opposite Anthony Hopkins. I mean, absolute screen legend. You're of course on your own right, but what's it like to have you both working together?
Well, I've always been in awe of Tony, and he's a bit older than me, also Welsh. The greatest news I had one day when I was in my 40s was that Tony was going to retire, and it was like, yes, now we can do all those parts. But he didn't retire, but we had a great time working together. We really did, and I think it shows in the film. There's mutual respect. We liked each other's great sense of humor between us, and no, I love him. He's great. It was nothing that was improvised, but it was I think it's just the relationship grew, and Fernando, the director, has talked about it, that we have very different ways of working, and he refers to Tony as being a classical musician, and I'm which is this bit I like, is that I'm jazz. So I'll take that.
I was going to say rock star.
That'll do. Yeah, me and Ronnie Wood. We're the same age, you know that.
Well, there you go. Maybe you should collaborate. And what attracted you to the role specifically? And do you think there's still some taboos to be broken about tackling religion on the big screen?
Tackling religion on the big screen? I don't know. I think this script is what attracted me to the film. And the ultimate message of the film. I'm not religious, but I do believe that this, at the end of it, what you learn is a kind of pure form of Christianity, which is socialism. And I think that's what Francis is telling us, to take care of your fellow man, not to build walls, to break down walls, and to, yeah, all that stuff that's there.
And I believe you're currently performing on Broadway.
On stage tomorrow night, yeah.
How are you feeling?
Well, I play an 80-year-old man on stage, so I'll be fine. An 80-year-old man with dementia, and I'm beginning to feel the symptoms of that now. There you go. Bit of jet lag kicking in.
You've had some extraordinary roles recently. Do you feel that there are more opportunities now for actors later in their careers?
I can still remember my lines. That's the gift I give the world. It's great, and I've been really lucky in the last couple of years doing The Wife and Don Quixote, and now this. So and on stage. I'm having a good time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And I've been Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.